Hello and welcome to ACAP's Audio Reports. Today we will be sharing the anticipated humanitarian impact of La Nina from 2024 to 2025. Part 1. Key messages. 1. La Nina, which is expected to emerge during the last quarter of 2024, is likely to drive rainfall and temperature anomalies in regions already affected by the recent 2023 to 2024 El Niño, which ended in May 2024 and whose impacts will still be felt through 2024. 2. Seasonal forecasts, particularly for the December 2024 to February 2025 period, anticipate some of the typical precipitation anomalies brought by La Niña in Central and South America, the Caribbean, East Africa, Southern Africa, Central Asia, and the Pacific. Temperatures are expected to remain above average across all global tropical and subtropical regions, particularly in Asia, the Americas, and several African countries. 3. Due to the anticipated above-average hurricane season, which may be further intensified by La Niña, countries in South and Central America and the Caribbean could experience an increase in the frequency and intensity of hurricanes, particularly between October and November, when La Niña is expected to be in effect. 4. Drought, flooding and landslides, heatwaves, wildfires, crop and animal pests and diseases, and human infectious disease outbreaks are the main hazards anticipated in the affected regions, with dengue and cholera outbreaks being of high concern in several countries across Africa, South and Central America and Asia. 5. Between the end of 2024 and the beginning of 2025, the effects of La Niña are likely to compound those caused by exceptionally high global average temperatures due to climate change. Countries at the highest risk of severe humanitarian impacts caused or worsened by La Niña between September 2024 and February 2025 are Afghanistan, Colombia, Ethiopia, Haiti, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Kenya, Somalia, and Venezuela. Part 2. Situation Overview. La Niña, together with El Niño, is one of the two extreme phases of the natural climate variability phenomenon known as El Niño Southern Oscillation. ENSO is characterized by oscillations in the sea surface temperatures of the equatorial Pacific Ocean. El Niño occurs when the surface waters in the central and eastern Pacific Ocean become warmer than average, and La Niña occurs when these waters become cooler than average. More detailed information on what ENSO, El Niño and La Niña is, can be found in our El Niño impact reports for 2023 and 2024. The previous El Niño started in June 2023 and ended in May 2024. ENSO is currently in neutral conditions 1. La Niña is likely to emerge between September and November and very likely to persist through November to January. The Indian Ocean Dipole, which typically interacts with ENSO and influences the intensity of both El Niño and La Niña, is forecasted to remain neutral until January 2025. In July 2024, a record high daily global average temperature was recorded, likely due to above-average temperatures in Antarctica. Although it is too early to predict, 2024 may be warmer than 2023, the warmest year on record. The end of El Niño, which contributed to record high atmospheric temperatures in 2023, and the onset of La Niña, which typically has cooling effects, are unlikely to reduce global temperatures, as their increase is primarily driven by greenhouse gas-induced global warming. During the second half of 2024, temperatures are forecasted to remain above average in large regions of the world, particularly East Asia and the Pacific, Central and South America, Middle East, and Central and Southern Africa, heightening the risk of heatwaves and wildfires in these regions. Part 3. Main anticipated humanitarian impacts of La Niña in 2024 to 2025. If La Niña materializes by the end of 2024, La Niña-induced rainfall anomalies can be expected in various regions during the period covered by this report. These anomalies might include wet conditions in Southern Africa, South Asia, Southeast Asia, the Pacific, Central America, the Caribbean, and Northern Latin America, as well as dry conditions in parts of the Greater Horn of Africa and Central Asia. The exact start of La Niña, Its intensity and duration are hard to be predicted, as they depend on complex oceanic and atmospheric interactions. In regions such as southern Africa, Southeast Asia, and the Pacific, La Niña is generally associated with a higher probability of above-average rainfall, which tends to be conducive for agricultural production. La Niña typically drives a global increase in rice and maize yields. Hence, in countries that experience below-average precipitation during El Niño, including southern Africa, La Niña could improve agricultural outputs, alleviating humanitarian needs for drought-affected populations. On the other hand, heavy rainfall leading to floods in dry terrain can potentially exacerbate existing humanitarian needs for countries or areas previously affected by El Niño-induced weather anomalies. Also, flooding associated with La Niña often reduces crop yields and agricultural productivity, which can severely disrupt livelihoods, especially for agriculture-dependent communities. Floods can also contribute to the displacement of agricultural workers away from their farmlands or livestock, which can lead to the disruption of planting and harvesting of key crops. In 2009, heavy rains fueled by La Niña led to the most severe flooding in Namibia for decades, causing the internal displacement of thousands of people. They also caused extensive damage to crop and public infrastructure in neighboring Zambia. In 2022, a persisting La Niña for a third consecutive year triggered severe floods, leading to displacement in countries such as Pakistan, Nigeria, and Brazil. La Niña also fueled drought in Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya, triggering around 2.1 million displacements. Countries in eastern Africa such as Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia tend to experience drier than normal conditions during La Niña. These countries, which rely heavily on agriculture, may face disruption to agricultural activities and reduced maize and sorghum crop yields. La Niña-induced drought will likely exacerbate levels of food insecurity due to failed harvests and livestock deaths that destroy the food and income sources of affected communities, increasing their dependence on humanitarian aid. About 943 million people worldwide are projected to face severe food insecurity levels by 2025, due to different drivers including climate change and El Niño southern oscillation. Due to the impact of the 2021-2023 La Niña and other factors, such as ongoing conflicts in various regions, nearly 258 million people in 58 countries faced crisis food security levels or worse in 2022. In 2010, La Niña contributed to severe flooding in Pakistan that affected 18 million people and displaced many. It also destroyed key crops such as rice and wheat that are staple food items in the region. This exacerbated an already existing food insecurity crisis. Other countries that continue experiencing the impact of prolonged drought, such as Colombia, Ethiopia, and Somalia, will likely continue to face water shortages, affecting drinking water supplies and agriculture, and increasing food insecurity. Both water contamination and sanitation infrastructure damage due to floods and water shortages due to dry conditions contribute to reducing access to clean water and sanitation facilities, increasing the risk of disease outbreaks, such as cholera. Every year, between 1.3 to 4 million cholera cases are reported. Some of the countries most impacted by disease outbreaks, like Ethiopia and Nigeria, are already grappling with cholera outbreaks that La Niña is likely to aggravate. La Niña-induced precipitation and temperature anomalies are also expected to increase the incidence of vector-borne diseases, such as malaria and dengue, in the affected countries. In 2010, La Niña contributed to a spike of dengue fever cases in countries in Indonesia and the Philippines, when over 156,000 and 173,000 cases were reported, respectively. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.